No hot water. Diagnosing a gas tank water heater. A systematic no hot water diagnostic for a gas storage water heater. Confirm the complaint. Check gas/pilot. Read the status light. Work the thermocouple and gas control, and split lukewarm vs stone cold, so you fix the right thing the first time. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. This is the troubleshooting tree for the most common gas water heater call. I have no hot water. The goal is to find where the heating chain broke. Gas supply. Pilot/ignition, the gas control valve, or the water side dip tube, sediment, without throwing parts. As with a furnace, the trick is to figure out exactly where in the sequence it quit, because that step is the diagnosis. How it works, a gas tank only makes hot water if four things are true. Gas is getting to it, the pilot/ignition source is working, the gas control's thermostat is calling and opening the main burner, and the burner is actually firing and drafting. Break any link and you're cold. No hot water at all and lukewarm/runs out fast point at very different parts of that chain, so the first job is to separate them. In the field, work it in order. Confirm the complaint. Stone cold at every tap, or lukewarm/short supply. Is it only hot water, or is there no water pressure at all? Different problem. Check the gas control dial isn't set to pilot or off, and the set point isn't turned way down. Confirm the gas is on other gas appliances working. Check the burner/pilot status. Most modern units have a status LED that blinks a code through a site window. Read it. It'll often point straight at pilot, not proven, no thermocouple signal, etc. Look through the site glass. Is the pilot lit? Is the main burner firing on a call? If the pilot is OUT, try to relight per the unit's procedure. Won't light at all. No gas to the pilot supply. Control valve closed, plugged pilot orifice, or on an electronic ignition unit. A dead igniter/no power. Check batteries on battery spark models. Lights but dies when you release the button. Classic thermocouple/thermopile failure, or it's not in the flame, or a failing gas control magnet. The thermocouple isn't making enough millivolts to hold the safety open. Lights holds, but main burner never fires on a call. The gas control's thermostat isn't opening the main. Bad gas control, or the tank's already at set point, it isn't actually cold. If the pilot is LIT and burner fires but you're still coldish, now what's the water side or capacity? Lukewarm/runs out fast. Broken/shortened dip tube cold mixes at the top. Heavy sediment insulating the burner rumbling, slow recovery, undersized for demand, or crossover a bad mixing valve/fixture letting cold into the hot side. If the burner won't stay lit/effer lockout, a lazy yellow flame or a unit that lights then drops out can be a starved effer flame arrestor screen linted up, a blocked flue, or a combustion air problem. Check and clean the arrestor. Verify draft. Verify draft and CO before you leave any gas unit you've been into. Confirm it drafts at the hood and check CO. Normal values and targets. Thermocouple output. About 25 to 30 MV open circuit healthy. Gas control drops out below about 8 to 10 MV. Thermopile millivolt units. About 500 to 750 MV. Set point. Kipe. 120 degrees. Confirm the dial and that the tank is actually below it. Recovery. A 40 kBTU per hour unit about 40 plus GPH at a 90 degrees rise. Runs out can just be demand out running recovery, not a fault. Status LED. Blink code through the site window points to the failed step. Read it first. Common faults and what they mean. Pilot dies on button release to thermocouple/thermopile or gas control magnet. Most common gas no hot water cause. Pilot won't light at all to no gas supply/valve, plugged pilot orifice, or dead electronic igniter/batteries. Pilot fine. Main never fires to gas control thermostat not calling/opening bad control or tank already hot. Lukewarm/runs out fast to dip tube broken, sediment, undersized, or a crossover letting cold into the hot side. Lights then drops out/yellow lazy flame to effer arrestor clogged, blocked flue, or combustion air starvation. CO concern. Rotten egg smell but it heats fine to anode reaction. Not a heating fault. Different article. Tech tips and gotchas. Read the status LED first. Modern gas controls blink a diagnostic code through the site window. It saves you the guesswork on which step failed. The dies on release test is gold. If the pilot only stays lit while you hold the button and drops the instant you let go, it's the thermocouple/magnet circuit almost every time, not the gas valve body. Lukewarm does not equal no hot water. Bulleting stone cold from lukewarm/short up front keeps you from chasing a dip tube when the pilot's out, or a thermocouple when it's really a worn dip tube. Don't overlook the effer screen. A modern atmospheric heater that lights then goes lazy slash yellow and trips is often just starved by a lint-clogged arrestor at the base. Clean it before condemning the gas control. Confirm it's actually cold. Sometimes no hot water is a set point turned down, the dial left on pilot after someone messed with it, or another appliance bleeding the supply. Check the easy stuff first. Safety slash code notes. Anytime you work on a gas appliance, verify draft and check for CO before returning it to service. A unit that lights then spills or drafts poorly is a carbon monoxide hazard. Recommend working CO alarms. Never bypass the thermocouple slash pilot safety. It's what shuts the gas off when the pilot is out. If it won't hold, replace it. Don't defeat it. Confirm the T and P valve and discharge are correct and unobstructed on every unit you service a PC water heater slash relief provisions. Venting and combustion air. Follow the appliance listing and fuel gas code venting slash combustion air sections. The fuel gas code section 503 and the combustion air provisions. A blocked flue is both a no heat and a CO problem.